the Post Purchase Pro Podcast. This is the only podcast that dives deep into post-purchase marketing to help Amazon sellers increase sales, ranking, reviews, and profits. It's everything that happens after the initial sale that makes a difference. We call this the back end.
And Dylan, we're not talking about the back end today, my friend. We're talking about the front end.
Yeah, we are not. This is an exciting one, though.
Exactly, exactly. So, guys, we have a really special guest for you. I feel like all of them are special, but this one just hits home a little bit more. And the reason why is because, Dylan, about, I don't know, a month or two ago, we had our special guest present in kind of a closed room setting, kind of to us other people in the space. And it's like, wow, like, you are doing some amazing things. I can't wait to bring you on the podcast and share it with the Post Purchase Pro audience. So Dylan, let's bring in our guest, man. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Oh, there he is. So guys, I'm going to do a quick little intro here. We have Kamal, who is the CEO and founder of AMZ One Step. He is doing way more stuff than that. It seems like, Kamal, you are doing all kinds of cool things. You're on the Forbes Council. You've done tons of businesses in the past, like Kinji ROI. You have your own private label businesses. Like, you've done so many things. 100,000 infographics for Amazon sellers. Like, that's insane. Kamal, I'm super excited to dive into your story. So, Kamal, welcome to the Post Purchase Podcast.
Thank you so much, Seth and Dylan. You know, super excited to be here on the show and really excited to talk about some of the strategies or some of the things that we're going to talk about, you know, today. So, super excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So Kamal, I know we're going to jump into your history here in a moment, but the first thing I want to talk about is let's just start off strong. Let's kick it off. What should sellers be doing right now that they're blatantly missing? Like, where's the big opportunity? I know your specialty is in conversion, click through, all with images, because that's what you do every single day. So like, what's the big like grabber right now? Like, what should sellers be doing to make more money right now?
I think what they should be doing is split testing their main images, split testing their creatives, A+ content. You know, don't get just stick to one image that you have. New competitors come every single day. You know, the people listings change, you know, rankings change. So if you're not doing the split testing, you're leaving money on the table. Keep doing that. You don't have to like, you know, do it like every week or 2 weeks, at least once a quarter. If you're not doing that, you're losing big time on you're leaving money on the table. So split testing is something that they should be doing. Like, there's a bunch of tools like Pickfu out there, IntelliV. You can also use Manager Experiments. This is the lowest hanging fruit. A lot of time, you know, Amazon sellers, they spend so much money on PPC. You know, they spend so much time, you know, working on their listings, but what they really miss out on the main image itself, which is going to drive all those traffic, you know, to your listing. So that's where a lot of sellers, they are kind of missing out on.
Well, I agree with you, Kamal. So if you walk through any convenience store, any retail store, they spend a ton of time making the package, the shelving. They spend all this time making it look amazing. And why are they doing that? Because they want you to click through, right, and grab it and put it in your cart. Well, on Amazon, the main image is the thing that is drawing in the attention. So you can run all the ads you want, but if your main image looks horrible, or not as good as it could, or you haven't split tested it, I think you're leaving a lot of clicks on the table. So your big aha, like to kick the show off here, is your main image is super important and you got to be split testing it because you don't know. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. You don't know what works well, right? So here, let me give you an example. We did a Pickfu poll. You know, we worked with one of the clients and client really liked, we created three different images. We asked the client, hey, which image do you really like? He's like, option A, I think it's pretty good. And what we really believe, okay, option B is good. But when we did the split testing, it was the option number three that won significantly because people who's got the credit card in their hand and they're going to make a purchase, they're looking at the product differently than how you are looking at the product or how we are looking at the product, right? So the buyers, they look at the product really differently because every single buyer, they have a different question or problem to solve, but the product is the same. So, you know, that product was a cushion seat. So we were like showing the packaging, different angles, make it look good. We were thinking from the aesthetics point of view, but the buyers, they were thinking from the comfort point of view, right? So they wanted to show, see what kind of cushion there is. So totally agree, Seth.
I love it. Dylan, what do you got?
So I was going to say, it seems like that if they focus on the conversion rates of like actually getting people to click through, like you can spend as much as you want, but you can literally keep your spend the same and double your conversion rates. And that's an easy way to double your business while spending the same amount of money on ads.
Exactly. It's the 80-20 rule I call, right? So work on the 20%, which will get you the 80% of result. And guess what? There's 80-20 in the 20% itself. So work on that 4%, which will bring you 96% of the results. And that's what I believe that main image is. So totally, you know, agree with what you just said, Dylan. And if your listing is not getting clicks, you know, Amazon is not going to, you know, give you better positions in the ranking and also in the PPC, because what Amazon wants is to only show those listings in the search results, whether it's organic or sponsored, the listings which has highly likelihood of getting clicked, right? So not just the conversion point of view, but you're also, you know, missing out on the extra traffic that you could have got. Not from the CTR boost, but also from the PPC advantage or the organic ranking advantage that you were going to get.
So Amazon is looking at the click-through rate, and then they're looking at conversion, because if you don't get the click-through, you have no chance of getting a conversion, right? That's pretty cool, Kamal. This is really good stuff. So let's rewind a little bit. And why did you create 100,000 infographics for sellers? How did you get into this position? You've been in the game a long time, but most people listening to the show, they probably don't know your story. So what gives you the data to say this is actually really important?
I think it's lots of, trial and test experimentation. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is the experience. We have been in the business for like almost 7 years now. We see, you know, these things, you know, every single day. So we have done like lots of split testing, manager experiments. So these strategies, they are proven, because if something is not working, clients would come back to us. Hey, we created these images. We're not getting the results that we want, but once we started implementing these strategies, the ratio of, you know, clients coming back and asking for changes has gone down significantly. So that is a very significant evidence that the strategies that we share, they really work.
So Kamal, I'm going to let Dylan get to the next question, but I do have a question here. So if I'm a seller and you're telling me my main image is so important, is there anything, is there like one or two things that most sellers are screwing up on that main image that they could think about a little differently or do a little differently or maybe even work with you guys to do differently to get a better click-through?
Absolutely. So if you're an Amazon seller, the first thing that you have to think about is you need to break the pattern. If your image is looking exactly the same as other competitors, you know, that is not a good image. So that's the number one. Whatever image that you create needs to break the pattern in the search results. That's number one. Number two, Amazon is like super strict on what kind of main image, you know, you can have. You cannot have badges, you cannot have graphics, logos, you know, it has to be the product itself in the main image on pure white background. But how do you make your main image stand out, you know, if Amazon is so strict? So that's where a lot of people, you know, they kind of freeze, they don't know what to do, but there are some strategies, you know, that you could do. First is you can also play around with your product packaging. You know, your actual product packaging does not really mean that it has to be the exact same packaging on the main image. Okay, so you can play around with the packaging, see what works better and what gets you the click-through rate. So split test with your actual packaging and make some changes to your packaging, you know, not in a deceiving way when people receive the product. Keep it the same branding, keep the same information. Don't make any false promises. Play around with the packaging, do split testing, see which one works out. So that is one thing that you could do. You could also like show product in use. Like if it's it could be a model. It could be, you know, let's say you're selling, you know, a phone tripod. So show an actual phone in the main image so that people understand what exactly that your product is. There's a bunch of other things that you could do. Maybe use 3D rendering to make your main image stand out. You can, you know, show other variations that you have. You know, there's like, but I think we did a masterclass, Seth, with you. I shared like 13 or 14 different strategies on main images, how you can just think outside the box to create different main images. So if you could link that somewhere in the description or...
Yeah. I will link that, Kamal, and I'll just say it for everybody. Kamal actually shared an amazing masterclass, and Dylan, if you can find the month real quick, but it's postpurchasepro.com/M C for masterclass. And then you can see all of the 13 tips that Kamal shared. They were really, really good. And since he's talking about images, it does help with visuals to be able to like actually see it. So if you just go to postpurchasepro.com/MC, and we'll get the month for you here in a second. So
that Kamal, is the, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Which month?
I was going to say it's the February masterclass.
February masterclass, postpurchasepro.com/MC. Check that out. And then Kamal breaks it down. It's really, really good. So Kamal, this is a really good intro here. I love it. So Dylan, what else do you have for Kamal? I know we have all kinds of interesting things we've been digging up about like what Kamal has been working on with his team.
So Kamal, I wanted to ask, after the main image has been taken care of, and I know it's never really taken care of, you should continue to split test, but after you've gotten it to a specific point where it's time to move on to optimize other parts of your listing, what is really the order of importance you see for, like, we've got the main image dialed in. Okay, what do we do next?
Okay, so the next thing is, you know, making sure your remaining 5 or 6 images, depending on if you're getting a video or not, that is the most important, you know, real estate on the, you know, product display page. So if you look at the heat maps, once they click on that, click on the listing, they're quickly going to hover over to the reviews, look at, you know, there's how many 1-star or 2-star reviews there are. But right after that, they're going to go back to the listing images, image number 2, image number 3, image 4. So what you can do with those 5 or 6 images is have a mixture of infographics and lifestyle images. So the, you know, what really works, you know, everybody says that, okay, you know, have a good infographics, talk about the features, talk about the benefits, right? But how do you actually do that? That is the most important part. So we have figured it out. So there's 2 ways you can make your infographics and lifestyle images better. First is called visual references, right? So it's, you know, for example, you're selling a pizza, you know, delivery bag, right? So who is the target audience? It's the, you know, pizza delivery or delivery drivers like DoorDash or Uber Eats, drivers who are going to deliver stuff, right? So let's say your product feature is that you're selling extra large, right? It's extra large is the feature. So you as a seller have 2 options. Option number 1, you tell the product dimensions. Okay, this is 24 inches tall, you know, 36 inches wide, whatever. That is most, that's what most of the sellers do because they're telling the feature and benefit that way. But that does not work that well. What works really well is converting that into a visual reference. For example, same delivery bag, show them how many extra large pizzas they can carry in the box, how many extra bottle, you know, like, you know, 2 liters of, you know, pops they can carry, how many wings extra they can carry. They are instantly going to relate with that image, right? So that's a visual reference that works really, really well. Tell them how much extra, you know, food they can carry as opposed to what the product dimensions are, right?
That's really good.
Or the second visual reference could be, you know, show them how large your, how, like, it's 25% larger than the most of the bags out there. So that's, you're thinking from a visual reference point of view, not from the infographic point of view. If you do that, that works really, really well.
I love it, Kamal. So you're taking like a feature and benefit stack that most sellers just type out there in like engineering terms, and then you're representing it and how it's actually going to be in their real life, which is really cool. One of the strategies that we use, Kamal, in our business and sellers use that follow us, we call it creative cloning, but essentially we create a different listing for each sub-segment of the market. So for instance, if we're selling dog collars and it's a large dog collar, well, that's fine. And it's it reminded me of just like what you're saying, like show the dog collar, but then also like we would have a listing that was for German Shepherds specifically. And then it would be all of the pictures of their dog in the image or in the images on the listing. And then the conversion for that, for those specific long tail keywords is so much higher. So one of the things that you may test with your sellers because it's working really well with ours is let's go ahead and find this subset of the market and then let's break off a listing and then let's clone it and then make images specifically around that customer's need. Because just like you were saying earlier, it's like when you actually split test, well, what are they actually looking for? Well, most of them were looking for a German Shepherd dog collar. So let's make a listing for those people. Does that make sense, Kamal?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that, I think that's a really smart way, you know, of targeting a very specific audience where your conversion rate is just going to go through the roof. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's actually like doubled or quadrupled or 10x'd our revenue in a lot of cases. Like we took a product and we made it more and more specific, and it went from 30,000 a month to 300,000 a month just by making more listings and making them really specific to that individual search term customer that was looking for. And it's exactly like what you were saying. It's like, give the customer an image that they can imagine themselves using the product in their actual life. I love it. Dylan, what's next?
So I wanted to get into TOS actually, just so we can give people a little word of advice there. What are some things that you do see a lot of other sellers doing that you would warn against, that are against terms of service as far as the creatives go, and just steering clear of that, but still being able to stand out against the competition?
Okay, so there's a few things that you should absolutely not do. The one is, do not make any claim, in your listing images. Do not use any prohibited keywords. That's something we see over and over again. That, other than that, this is the biggest one that you should not be doing. That's the first part. Second part, it's the main image. It's kind of a gray area. So, there's like, you could literally do a very safe image, which is totally Amazon compliant. And you can also do like very risky, with graphics and, use those black hat strategies to make your main image stand out. We don't recommend that. What we recommend is staying somewhere in the middle. That way you can, get through the Amazon, the approval system during the upload of the listing. So we recommend somewhere in the middle. For example, instead of writing that, writing a keyword, maybe, show something visually, which is, let's say a cat, let's say you're selling a cat bag, right? Show a medium-sized cat inside the product instead of just writing that it's made for a medium-sized, cat. So you're still doing the same thing, but you're doing it in such a way so that, you can kind of escape the Amazon's, bot system that catches, TOS thing, and always have a safe main image as a backup ready in case, Amazon does suppress your listing. You always have something to re-upload like right away. So these are the big, these are the biggest ones that we see.
Yeah, that's great. So Kamal, if somebody comes to you and says, "Hey, Kamal, I heard you on a podcast or whatever. I saw your AMZ One Step at a trade show. I want you to help." So what do you do? And then what are the results typically? Are they getting a 2% lift in sales, a 20% lift? Like, what do people normally see when they are revamping their listing and split testing and all these things? Like, what's the upside here?
Okay, so if you're launching your product on Amazon, or if you're trying to optimize your listing, we can help you with the listing images, 3D rendering, A+ content, video, and sort of all sort of creatives for your Amazon listing. And the results that you can expect, for brand new listing, it really depends how many reviews you have. Even if your product is a product market fit and everything, given that everything else is good, you can expect the conversion rate or unit session percentage in double digit. But if you're if you have an existing listing, that's where we start with an we don't promise like how much lift that you're going to see. We always take a look at your, current data, see what's your, existing unit session percentage and how much lift we can see and what's wrong with the listing. Sometimes we do get a listing which looks really, really good, and it's only the main image that needs to be fixed. Hey, don't fix your unit session percentage. Just fix your traffic by testing like 3 or 4 different main images. You're good. You don't need to do much, right? So it all depends what comes up in the audit. For example, if the video is misleading, or the video needs to be revised, you can literally expect like 3 to 4% of unit session percentage if you're not using a video, or if you're using the wrong video. So there's like different parts of the listing bring different results. So it would have to be an audit. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So Kamal, my favorite thing about today is what we were talking about before we went live, and it's that you are such an expert with images and you know what works, but also you're so generous. And let's talk about like what you're going to give the Post-Purchase Pro audience today. This is where I'm like really excited for everybody to hear this part.
Yeah, since we're talking about the main images and the split testing, that was not to sell you anything. We're going to give it away for free. If you are an Amazon seller and you want to do the split testing, you know, there, we have a special offer for post-purchase pro audience. You will get the two free main images and we will cover the cost for split testing. So, you know, it's a no-brainer offer, you know, fill that form out and, you know, we would love to help you out.
Yeah, that's amazing. So guys, just let me reiterate this. Kamal's going to create for you two main images for free and then help you split test it, which is amazing. Like, this is free money because it's going to increase your click-through, which is going to increase the traffic that you get. It's going to decrease your ad spend. Like, it's just, it's free money. So you have to, you really need to take advantage of that. That's an amazing offer. I can't even believe that you are able to do that because I know how much work's involved in creating images, Kamal. So that's really, really amazing. So guys, let's see, Kamal, how do they claim that? Or should we just link it in the notes below here?
You can just, you know, the link that I have given you, that is one, or you can, they can just book a call on our website and mention Post-Purchase Pro. Okay. Our team, you know, knows that we have a very good relationship with, you know, Post-Purchase Pro team, and we will honor the offer.
Okay, great. So if you're listening to this in the podcast app later, we will we'll have a direct link there for you to get this two free main images plus split testing offer. If you are wanting to go ahead and get a jump start on it, just go ahead and go to amzonestep.com and then mention Post-Purchase Pro when you jump on the phone, and they will give you those two free images. That's amazing, Kamal. Thank you so much. So Kamal, awesome. We have one last segment of the show here that we always like to do. It's a fun segment. We have two fun questions. The first question is, what is your all-time favorite business book?
Okay, so my all-time favorite, you know, it became recently. It's called The Great CEOs Are Lazy. So, you know, just learning and, you know, watching lots of videos of Jim. You know, he's the author of the book. So that's been like one of my favorite books recently.
That's awesome. I just, I recommended that in our... in our mafia group, Kamal. Did you pick that up from me or did you get it from John Cavendish, who I got it from?
I think YouTube recommended that to me.
Oh, really? That's funny. Yeah. We just talked about this like last month, and because John recommended it to me on the beach here a couple months ago, and I was like, wow, that book is amazing. So it's the exact title is like Great CEOs Are Lazy, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And then one last question, Dylan, you want to take it or you want me to?
Oh, I got it. What's right. One thing that you've bought in the past year that you would consider a splurge, but you don't really regret it? I mean, we're all really focused on the businesses and stuff now, but sometimes you got to get something for yourself. So we always like to ask.
Okay. So the question, what's the one thing that I've purchased in the 12 months that might be considered a splurge, but yeah. I don't regret it? I don't know. It's buying my Tesla, I would say. You know, I think
that's another answer I got from somebody else too.
Yeah, sometimes I really love it, and sometimes I'm like, you know, when I'm looking at the battery, you know, life going down, I'm like, oh man, it's. But I don't regret it. You know, you can literally have like Zoom calls, you know, sitting in your Tesla. It just helps so much. It's so, you know, futuristic, but at the same time, you know, I don't regret it. But it's so that's what I would say.
Kamal, that's so funny.
Which one did you get?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So, say that again, Dylan.
Which one did you get?
Model Y.
Oh, nice. I haven't seen that one yet. I
think Isabella has that one. So, Kamal, I have a Tesla as well, and I would probably put it in the same camp as you. And every time I'm thinking about it, it's like, do I really need to have that much money into a car? And then every time I drive it, I'm like, yep, this car is amazing.
Exactly right.
So that's a lot of fun. So Kamal, where should people go to find out more about you, follow you on socials, see anything that you're working on, or should we just send them to AMZ One Step?
Yeah, just send them to AMZ One Step, Instagram.com/AMZ One Step, / you know, same thing on Facebook. In my personal accounts, you know, they are, you know, I'm super, you know, I don't post that much. So company is the best place where you can see what's happening.
I love it. All right, Kamal. Well, we're definitely going to have you back on again to share more of the data, and especially because images are so important. I can't wait to hear the results from everybody who's claiming those two free images plus split testing. That's amazing. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us on the Post-Purchase Podcast. Kamal, we really appreciate you coming on and being a guest today.
Thank you.